The last time the U.S. dollar was far down against European currencies, Dave Barry told his readers that he saw people in London using dollars to polish their shoes. Well, this week, the U.S. dollar finished at 1.48 against the euro. If you want one British pound, you'll have to pony up more than $2. In the last 5 years, the dollar has lost value as imports have increased in price. But U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says that the effects of a depressed dollar are still, quote, relatively small. Foreign exporters have lowered prices on their goods to keep those prices steady against the dollar, making Americans likelier to buy imported goods. We turn now to Krishna Guha of the Financial Times. Thanks very much for being with us, Krishna.
My great pleasure.
And was the chairman a little rosy in his assessment?
I think the Fed privately is a good deal more concerned about the dollar than they're letting on in public. Foreign firms don't like to raise their prices in the U.S. market because it means losing market share to American firms. But the decline in the dollar has gone on so long now that really some of these foreign companies have no choice but to put up their prices because their costs, of course, are in other currencies. But more importantly, the weakness in the dollar also fuels the rise in commodity prices, that's to say the price of oil and other commodities, feeding directly through into inflation. That bothers the Fed a lot. And the Fed's also concerned that foreign investors at some point simply give up on the dollar, flee U.S. assets, and that creates enormous financial and economic turmoil.
What's different in circumstances now than, say, the mid-1970s when there was a weak dollar vis-a-vis European currencies?
Well, in some ways, there are parallels to the 1970s. You're right to flag up that episode at another occasion when there was concerns about the dollar, not coincidentally also question marks over the strength of the U.S. economy and also, of course, the oil shocks of the 1970s. We have some similar ingredients at work today, although I hasten to add the situation is nothing like as bleak as it was back then in the 70s. Still, if you think about it, the combination right now is not very attractive. Mm-hmm. For starters, the U.S. economy is weakening, so the Fed is cutting interest rates. That makes it less attractive for foreigners to hold dollar assets because the interest payments they'll get on those assets are less. Secondly, foreigners have discovered that a lot of U.S. credit securities, these securities related to the so-called subprime mortgages, are not worth anything like what they thought they were. And this has engendered a broader loss of confidence in dollar assets. Thirdly, the recent trend in the economy has suggested that while the U.S. over the long run may still grow at a decent rate, it perhaps won't grow as quickly as we thought it would at the end of the 90s and the first years of this decade. So that, too, makes America a less attractive place to invest and U.S. dollar assets less attractive to foreigners. And don't forget that as long as the U.S. is running a large trade deficit, it relies on foreigners being willing to lend it money in return for U.S. assets every day of the week.
So while, say, for example, an American consumer who would purchase, say, a pair of Italian shoes during the holiday season wouldn't notice the weakness of the dollar as against the euro, it's the kind of situation which could have some impact even in a few months if they go to buy a house.
It most certainly will affect the American consumer. It just won't be as immediate as finding that the price of Italian shoes are 10% more expensive this week than they were 3 months ago.
When people log into retail websites of international merchandisers these days, frequently the dollar is literally the default currency. Is that about to change?
The world has done almost all of its international trade in dollars. It's been the reserve currency that central banks keep, and it's been the transaction currency. Now, a currency doesn't lose that standing overnight. Nonetheless, you're starting to see people who used to accept dollars in payment in parts of the world now want payment in currencies that they think are less likely to lose value. So you're just starting to see the slightest cracks around the edges of the dollar's dominant international position. A more serious change by far would come if OPEC, the oil cartel, decided to reprice out of dollars.
Krishna Guha of the Financial Times, thanks so much for being with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you.